And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, March 11th, 2022. It's soon going to be 2023.
I know.
If we make it that far, if our country survives or the world survives, and it's going to be an interesting year, folks. Buckle up.
Well, you know, there's so much happening in so many different directions. And literally, and I mean this, I've heard other people say this besides me, that a lot more intelligent than I am, say we could be, if we're not careful, going into World War III. And this has come from people that I have some respect for, and I'm hoping it doesn't. But if the EU gets involved in with Russia and Ukraine, it's going to lead to World War III. And I pray it doesn't happen. But my goodness, Melody, well, there's so much stuff happening. I mean, there's so much.
Well, you know, today, let me tell you what Biden said today. He says, we will not fight a third world war in Ukraine. No kidding. It tells you where he's at.
Oh, yeah.
Biden said today during a visit to Pennsylvania that the U.S. supports Ukraine in the war against Russia up to what Russia will consider an act of war. Up to what Russia would consider an act of war. The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in, American pilots and American crews, just understand. Don't kid yourself. No matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? I mean, that's so scary. He says, let's get it straight here, guys. There's an old expression, don't kid a kidder. It's like, really? What's all that got to... I mean, it doesn't even make sense what he said. I mean, that's what's scary about this. He says, so, you know, there's not going to be a World War III, which tells me that we're pretty close. If he has to come out and say there won't be a World War III, we're pretty close to a World War III, right?
Yes, if somebody's talking about it, it's got to be in their thoughts, right?
Exactly.
So this is not good. It isn't good. And I am not predicting the future. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that what we're going to see in the next, not starting next month, starting right now, we're seeing it. What we're going to see in this country and around the world in so many different facets, it's going to be hard to keep up with. I mean, we're going to see so many things start to happen. And not the least of all, we're going to see shortages of food we can't afford to buy. I mean, now they're talking about gas rationing. I'm not making it up, folks. This is for real. They're discussing gas rationing. So I don't know. We will see.
Well, you know, Israel advises Zelensky to surrender. With the talks that they had on Tuesday, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett told Ukrainian President Zelensky that he recommends Ukraine take the offer made by Russian President Putin to end the war, which includes many Ukrainian sacrifices, and this was in a phone call on Tuesday. This is according to an official in Ukraine's government, and of course we all know Zelensky did not take Bennett's advice. The source claimed that the phone call was initiated by Bennett. If I were you, I would think about the lives of my people and take the offer. Zelensky's response was short, I hear you, which means he's thinking about it, I would think. Because if he would have said, no way, but he did say, I hear you. According to the report, Zelensky and his people did not take the advice. We know that, of course. This report was it was published today, the article, out of the Jerusalem Post. We know Putin's offer is only the beginning. We have no intention of doing so. And we know that the Prime Minister Bennett did visit Moscow. So, you know, it's, I don't know, Butch, it's, I don't know.
I don't know what to say. It's a powder keg, and whatever is going to happen, we know somebody has their mind for it to happen. You don't stumble in these kind of situations. You and I both know, although many people don't believe it, they get mad when I say it, we provoked Russia into this, and I say we, including Ukraine also, we provoked him into it. And people just don't want to believe that. Well, we're the good guys. No, folks. You got to quit looking what the TV's telling you and look back at America's history. We went into Iraq because we were told they had weapons of mass destruction. We were lied to. We went into Vietnam because the Gulf of Tonkin, supposedly an American boat was fired upon, which was a lie. We went to World War II after Pearl Harbor, and that was known about before it happened. We got to quit falling for these stupid tricks, these false flags, this nonsense, and quit watching ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and quit listening to everything on there. As a matter of fact, there's stuff on there that they've proven now that was filmed years ago that's a show now for the current battle in Ukraine.
Yeah.
We got to quit this. And I said, thanks to this Wednesday, they had a man standing in front of about 49 or 50 body bags, and one of the bodies kept covering himself back up because wind blew the cover off. I mean, we've got to quit this, I hate to use the word naivete. It sounds too nice. It's ignorance, perhaps, and maybe somewhat stupidity. But we got to quit this and start what's really happening.
I know, you can't believe anything on the news. And you know what? They've taken their sides. That's all they pitch. You know, I mean, I'm sick of Fox. That's all they talk about day in, day out, and pull the heartstrings. It's terrible. Don't get me wrong. Well, I do have heartstrings, and they can't be pulled.
Do.
But, I mean, I'll tell you what. I can see through some of the way. I mean, it's just not credible with what they're doing and so forth.
It is not.
And, you know, it's the same pictures. I wouldn't, you know what? You see pictures, but, I mean, the Capitol's, where is everybody? Huh? Where is everybody? There's 44 million people. I forget how many's in the Capitol City. And yes, a lot of people left, 2 million, okay? But are restaurants open? Are people still working in some areas of the country? Where are these people?
Good question. And
why aren't there any photos? The only photos we see is when something is bombed, supposedly. You know, we're never sure who really did the bombing. We have to take it at their word that, you know.
Or if it was recent or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't know these things. I would think this would make everybody just stop and think. When all the news media is touting one story and over, and everybody's agreeing on one story from all the news media, folks, stop and think a minute. You're being lied to. It can't all be the same. It can't all be the same. And not only that, Melody, where we're getting somewhat out of the panic over the so-called pandemic, where the people were getting tired of that, they were coming out of it, they had to have something else to scare us back into the cage and keep us under control. So
when was the last time you saw an interview by Fauci?
Exactly. He disappeared all of a sudden, didn't he? But you have to stop and think now. They were running out of steam on the pandemic, so they had to do something else to get people excited and ready to follow the orders and obey and be good citizens. Folks, this is a con game. It's been going on longer than I've been alive. There's nothing new here. A government has to keep the people in some state of emergency in order to control them. It works. The Great Depression, before I was even born, was manufactured. We know that now. All these things have happened. The oil shortage back in the 70s was all manufactured. We know that now. When will we learn that they keep doing this to keep us under control?
That's, I'm going to be
quiet. I'll take
the
whole show here, but this is unbelievable.
It's for money and power, too.
Of course.
I do believe Russia's in there, and I do believe they're in there trying to overtake Ukraine and so forth. But you know what, Butch? What were we told about prior to all of this happening? It was going all to be a false flag, that we were going to see fake videos of people dying.
Right.
We're going to see fake. But Russia was going to do it, not us, but Russia was going to do it. They went into detail. They're going to have actors that are going to pretend that they're hurt. They're going to have actors that pretend that they're. I mean, and I could never understand why they would come out and even say that. Now there's a thing talking about a false flag for to get Belarus into the war. So I'm not quite sure, you know, what that's all about. That was I'm not quite sure what news who released that, but Ukraine accuses Moscow of false flag operation to lure Belarus into the war. I forget how to say all these silly names. Kyiv have accused Russia of firing at a settlement near the border with Ukraine in a false flag attempt to draw Minsk into joining Moscow and provoked invasion of its neighbor. This is from the Ukraine's air command, said in a statement on March 11th that border authorities received information detailing how Russian aircraft took off from an airfield in Belarus, crossed into Ukrainian airspace, and then fired back across at the Belarusian village of Kampani. You know, who knows? Could be true. Could not be true. So it's just, you know, and UN says it's not aware of any biological weapon programs in Ukraine. Well, that's a bunch of bull.
Yes, it is.
That's a bunch of bull, because I was reading and hearing about some labs already that the U.S. was in there trying to make sure that, you know. So to say there were not any biological weapon programs in Ukraine, that's baloney.
And now they're saying Russia's going to use biological weapons on Ukraine. So, I mean, this is something else. It is.
It is. Well, let me go ahead and get the market report for gold. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about rationing food already. It really is amazing. As much as we talked about these times, Butch, I guess I always had that little bit, held on to that little bit of hope that it wouldn't happen in my lifetime. But yet then I knew that I was going to live through history. So I don't know what difference it makes. But anyway, gold today was down $11.50. We're in the New York spot price open market at 1987. We did have a high of 1992, but it did come down. Silver, the same thing. We were over $26 most of the day. Late trading, it was $25.92. Platinum was up $10 at $1,090. And palladium dropped 4.5%, $2,910. The USDX today was stronger by 0.61. It's moving up to that 100 level, 99.12. The paper markets today, the Dow fell 229 points, and this is the fifth straight week of losses, 32,944. S&P was down 55 points at 44,204. NASDAQ was down a little over 2%, 12,843. Shanghai was positive. Europe was positive all across the board, and the 10-year yield was close to 2% again. It can't get any closer than 2% because it's 1.999, so can't get any closer than that. It just corrected 1.997. So 10-year yield there, and there was a couple of things that were out there, Butch. I saw that, let's start about that food, because it's interesting. And this is what's going to be going on.
Yes, it is.
And Russians' invasion, of course, we know the 30% of wheat comes from that area. Is deepening the worst surge in global food prices since the Great Recession, raising the specter that Moscow's war could spark crisis-level hikes. Since the Russian assault began, countries from Hungary to Indonesia have moved to bar the door to exports, corralling grains and cooking oils to feed their own, and risking a round of trade protectionism that could deepen global supply and price woes. Around the world, food prices were already rising fast amid supply chain disruptions and pandemic-era inflation, but some prices, especially wheat, have shot through the roof. upending the calculations of the world's available food supply and leading to the rationing of flour in parts of the Middle East. Together, Ukraine and Russia, we know, account for nearly 30% of the wheat, 17% of corn, and over half of sunflower seed oil exports. Over half. The conflict-induced bottlenecks is Black Sea ports, where cargo vessels have been struck by Russian rockets, and other complications of war have slammed the Ukrainian exports. Boycotts of Russian ports by shipping companies and the knock-on effects of sanctions have also disrupted the flow of foods and feed from Russia, creating problems that could grow as the Kremlin now threatens to impose export controls on some food commodities. So we've seen a key wheat future that surged 70% over the past month, and it's poised to get worse. This is a new report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations due out Friday. Estimates food and feed prices could surge 7% to 22%. Unbelievable. In real terms, with prices adjusted for inflation, costs are approaching but not yet surpassing the global food crisis of 07 and 08. And I know people will think, well, gee, we survived that, no big deal. Well, some didn't. That didn't make
That's
it
true.
Easier for most.
That's
and
true.
That doesn't mean that we'll come back from this one. I don't think we had a World War III going on at that point in time.
No, we didn't. But, you know, remember the day you mentioned there'll soon be food riots starting? Well, this already started. You may have saw this already, but Arab Spring 2.0 begins. Iraqis take to the streets and protest the soaring food prices. People are getting angry already, and this is not the United States yet. The folks is coming home to roost. I mean, you look at these people, and we look at their, what their earnings, what their, I mean, for example, Melody, the average, apparently the average pensioners over there get about $700 a month. That's 1 million dinars, by the way. And civil servants earning less than 500,000 dinars, $343 a month, they're trying to figure out some way to give them some funds to buy food. But rioting's already started. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. I just told Marcia yesterday, you better go ahead and get you some flour and thing and put it back somewhere, because it's going to go through the roof immediately. I mean, we're not going to talk about 2 weeks. We're talking about next week. We're going to see food prices skyrocket. That's just the way it is. It's already started. I don't want people waiting for it. I mean, they keep thinking, well, it can't get any worse. Folks, it's going to get worse. If they're rationing food and rationing gasoline, what you going to do if you can't even afford to buy it anyway? Now they're talking about $15 a gallon gas. In some places in California, it's already well over $7. Break time.
No, not all.
Yes, it is.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And yeah, a lot of scary things going on out there. And we did have some sort of a consumer sentiment, Butch.
Yes, you did.
U.S. consumer sentiment tumbled in early March to the lowest level since 2011, and a year ahead, inflation expectations rose to a four-decade high, and this is out of the University of Michigan's sentiment index, dropped to 59.7 from 62.8. You know, it's kind of like it's still high. I mean, it's considering what's going on, you think that would be around 40.
It will go lower. It will go lower. If they'll admit it. If they'll admit it's going lower.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know?
But you know what's interesting? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say today Biden has called for suspending normal trade relations with Russia and said the U.S. would ban imports of seafood, vodka, and diamonds from the nation as part of an effort to ramp up economic pressure. Biden said the U.S., along with the G7 and European Union, will call for revoking most favored nation status for Russia, referred to as a permanent normal trade relations in the U.S. The status means two nations have agreed to trade under the best possible terms, which can include lower tariffs, fewer barriers to trade, and high imports. We still need approval from Congress, and legislation is expected to be introduced following Biden's announcement. So revoking partner, the PNTR for Russia, is going to make it hard for Russia to do business with the United States, and doing it in unison with other nations that make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy that's already suffering from very badly from the sanctions. You know what, Butch? If this, and again, I'm not agreeing with this. I'm just playing, you know, the advocate here. But I'll tell you what, if I wanted something and I was in war with something and I'm seeing all these sanctions and so forth, that would make me, and they're destroying my country and my people, I would want to, I would fight back harder and demand more from Putin's side. I mean, that's just, there is absolutely no way you could back down. And, you know, people are destroying your people. I would finish what I started and make sure that I completed it. I mean, is that?
No, if he doesn't now, he's lost everything. And again, he was prodded into this. I don't think he wanted to do this. I was just looking at another article today where the Eastern province of Donetsk, I believe that's how I pronounce it, was being shelled because they didn't want to leave Russia. They wanted to stay with Russia. That was part of the Ukraine that they would not want to leave. And they were being shelled from Ukraine over the last, since I think 2014, 8 years or so. They've been shelled, and they've been fighting between those two different provinces. So this didn't happen last night. This just wasn't provoked and boom, and you know, and Russia provoking. There's a battle between two sections of Ukraine. One does not leave leave, and one did, and they're fighting back and forth. And Putin said, "Oh, we can't have this. We got to stop this." And so he made a move on top of the fact that NATO was going to go right into his backyard. He could not have that. I can understand it completely.
Yes, but it's doing it now. And then we can talk about why and so forth, but it's still happening, and he is where he is, and the situation is going on. But with that said, he's not going to back down. To me, he really is the one in control now.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. The best we can do now is react. That's all we can do. He's the one that's calling the shots now. All we can do is react. I mean, whenever you play defense, you can't win a ball game. You can't win a ball game on defense, folks. And if we go on offense, we'll all get tail kicked. So we need to think these things through. We truly do. And I got to ask you a question. It's a financial question. Money is considered a commodity, right?
Yes.
Is paper money a commodity?
Well, I was just reading about, I got something in the mail today. It's actually from, I was thinking about having it put in the newsletter where he talks about money as just being another, maybe, and no different from petroleum and so forth, But because money is by definition the one commodity that is universally accepted in exchange for every other commodity, he states that we have a special term for a fall in the price of money. We call it inflation. As the price of money falls, the price of every other commodity must go up. And he talks about what causes the price of money to fall and so forth. But it's interesting that you brought that up because I was just reading about it today.
Well, I was thinking, of course, the price of money drops when you're printing paper money.
Mm-hmm,
but
exactly.
If we had real money, it wouldn't be inflationary or very little, only on supply and demand, not just because money fluctuates. The money would stay the constant. It would be constant, but when there's a shortage of supply, then prices will go up, of course. But with the real money, you're actually coining real money. Inflation is under control. When you print paper, it's got to get worse. So is that paper money really a commodity? Or just a bunch of coupons you used to try to purchase something with?
Well, you wouldn't be able to trade it as a commodity if it was backed by gold.
Okay.
And it's interesting, this article says the government has only three ways to fund operations. They can tax, they can borrow, and they can print. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Speaking of taxation, we hit a record February of federal tax collections, folks. We hit a record. $1,806,838,000,000 collected through February. That's the first 4 months of the fiscal year. Almost $2 trillion in federal taxes. Then they make you wonder how fast our money's going out. My gosh, this don't even cover a year's worth of spending for them. Not even close. That's just phenomenal. But that's coming out of us. And Peter Schiff wrote an article here I thought was pretty good. The road to debt monetization is paved with good intentions. And he did a good job on this. He said, Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill last week. He said the central bank plans to hold the course on rate hikes and monetary tightening despite the global chaos caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, I understand it's supposed to raise rates. Is it next Tuesday, I believe it is? I think. It's supposed
15th,
to do that.
15th, yeah.
He also continued to dodge any responsibility for rampant inflation. In fact, he repeated a lie Ben Bernanke told us in 2008 and insisted the Fed is the monetizing federal government debt because it doesn't intend to hold those treasuries forever. But as Peter Schiff said in his podcast, it doesn't matter what the Fed intends to do. All that matters is what it actually does. As the war in Ukraine rages, the dollar has enjoyed a strong rally. Peter said to enjoy it while it lasts. Everything that's happening is going to put the dollar's reserve currency status into jeopardy. And, folks, this is actually working right now. This is coming true. The dollar's reserve status is dropping like a rock. Think about it. Think about from China's perspective. They're watching the U.S. use the dollar and its status as a global reserve currency as a weapon. The U.S. has locked some Russian banks out of the SWIFT system and seized other dollar reserves. The idea that we might do something similar clearly is not going to sit well with the Chinese, who have trillions of U.S. dollars invested in U.S. treasuries or other assets that we might just decide to seize or default on if we don't agree with something the Chinese are doing. And, folks, China has used our national parks, a lot of our properties in this country, as collateral for what we owe them. And they're right. If we decide, hey, we're not going to do this any longer, we're going to take it back, it could hurt. And doesn't necessarily have to be invading another country. We could flex this muscle whenever we want. I don't think China enjoys basically putting a noose around its neck and throwing the other end to the United States. Peter said he thinks the Chinese will step up selling U.S. dollars and U.S. treasuries in the coming months to reduce that risk. This would create a big problem for the U.S. government since the Fed is still saying that it plans to shrink its balance sheet. That means the U.S. central bank will no longer have its thumb on the treasury market, creating artificial demands for dollars. It's going to be very difficult for the U.S. government to unload these treasuries in that environment because we're still running these record deficits. Meanwhile, food and energy prices are soaring. Oil touched $130 a barrel over the weekend. A lot of people call this inflationary, but it isn't. As people spend more on food and energy, they spend less on other goods and services, causing those prices to go down. So there is no net overall increase in prices. What makes the prices go up is when the central bank responds to raising energy prices or raising food prices by printing more money, which is what they are going to do.
Exactly.
Because as consumers have to tighten their belts because food is so expensive, because home heating oil and gasoline are so expensive, and they cut back spending on everything else, that causes a recession. And that results in the Fed printing more money, and that's what's inflationary. Folks, it's around and around we go. We keep biting ourselves in the tail as we go around and around. That's the way it works.
Where we stop, nobody knows.
That's exactly right. And I thought the article was very well said. I mean, that's what the problem is. There is no place right now that I can see to stop. Because no matter what we do, it's not going to get any better.
It's not going to get any better. And truly, the only thing that truly is holding up this whole system is Wall Street. It really is. And, you know, I heard where, you know, the Fed is going to be cutting back on all their quantitative easing and so forth. Well, good luck with that. So that means even more volatility, because the only thing that's been keeping up these markets has been the Fed. And now they're going to stop. Although they say they're going to stop, but they'll still continue. And then their second breath, well, but, you know, we'll still continue if there's any leftovers or whatever. And, you know, so it's just all such a scam. And that's what people's hard-earned money has been based on, and their earnings. And, you know, if you have holdings in the stock market, hey, you've done well, especially the people who got in when the Dow was 6,000 and back in 2009 and through the Great Recession. You're doing well. But do you really believe government is going to allow you to walk away with that? Everything that we've talked about on these programs isn't going to have an impact somehow, some way. You know, I mean, they need your money.
Oh, yeah.
They need your money.
How much did you print up, so to speak, to get the government through, another 3 or 4 months? How much did you just print up to do that? Wasn't it over $1 trillion?
Well, you know, they passed a budget. We'll talk a little bit more about it on Monday. We'll have more of the details on Monday.
Okay.
But, so they don't have to worry again until September for funding the government.
So right in this one budget, if I heard right, now, I don't know what it is yet, you're right, but $1.6 trillion is what I heard. Well, They brought in, a huge amount of money in taxes, but that would just cover basically this one budget deal.
Yeah. Funding through September.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I got an article here that I thought it's kind of amusing, but it really isn't, I guess, when you look right at it. White House expects inflation will substantially increase in coming months. Duh. Wow. And we found out that the Atlantic Ocean is a big pond of water. Ugh. I mean, come on. Gee whiz. What an ignorant statement even come from the White House. Oh. So they could raise substantially. Folks, in the coming months, it's already raised substantially in the last month. In the last few months. It's already went up substantially. They say 8% in February. In my opinion, if they count everything, I'd say it's closer to 25% in some areas, at least 15%. So they're lying to us again. What do they mean substantial? How much do they have to go up before they figure it's a lot? Gee. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's just like, but you know what? They have to calm the markets, and And they have to calm that they can't have any panic, and we certainly have not seen any panic. In fact, more people are kind of proud of themselves for paying the higher gas prices, so we're supporting Ukraine and everything, so be it. But, it would be what, even if Putin came to an agreement with Zelensky, what do you think is going to happen after that? Do you think everybody's going to be patting everybody on the back and accepting Putin back into the world finance system? You know, I don't know if when they pulled him out of SWIFT, did they say, well, you know, this is, you know, for as long as you're at war, if you quit, then we'll add you back. I don't know if there were any conditions to all of the sanctions that we've done.
And when you start to think that inflation was 15% coming out of the so-called pandemic before the war started. Before the war started, we were in a high inflation rate. They said 7.5. Real inflation is 15%. Folks, this only exacerbated the problem. Yeah, it's not going to be the same ever again. Get used to it.
It will never be. Just like the pandemic. It was never going to be the same after that. This will never be the same again.
The Great Reset every day. The Great Reset is getting closer every day. And boy, and that's going to hurt.
Because now you know you're going to have NATO pick up the pace in the neighboring states of Russia, countries of Russia. Things will never be the same there again. And we're a part of that, whether you like it or not. And more money, how many billions of dollars have we already sent? And I'm not complaining about that. My point is, billions of dollars we don't have.
Yep.
That puts us deeper and deeper into debt, but we got debt too great to be paid, so I guess it doesn't really matter. So print away, government. Make my gold prices go higher.
Well, only 18% of Americans say their wages are keeping up with inflation, and I think that's high, but let's say it's 18%. That's wonderful. That means
18% don't know any better. But anyway.
But that means 18%, though, are not keeping pace. I know I'm not. That little bump I got the first of the year didn't make up for all that's going on right now, for sure. And, folks, this is not going to get any better. I mean, we're seeing record high gas prices already, and they're talking $15 a gallon and rationing. Let that sink in. Mel just mentioned rationing different food commodities. You better prepare yourself. If you're not preparing yourself financially with some real money and some food stuff, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I can't make you do it, but you're hearing the truth.
And you're hearing the music, too. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Visit our website at dgscoins.com. And you know, Butch, North Korea plans monster missile launch by April.
Yes, it does.
Don't know if this is true. It comes from, I'm not quite sure who the reporting agency is. North Korea has been using satellite subterfuge to test parts of a so-called monster missile, analysts say, as it gears up for sanctions-shattering launch ahead of a key domestic anniversary. Pyongyang has conducted a record 9 weapons tests so far this year in what experts see as an effort to work through a laundry list of strategic weapons sent out by leader Kim Jong-un. One top priority is an intercontinental ballistic missile that can carry multiple warheads. The Hwasong-17, dubbed a monster missile and first unveiled at a parade in October 2020, but it has never been test-fired. But Washington said yesterday, Pyongyang had recently tested parts of it disguised as a satellite. And I also was reading how there's different types of construction going on over there, so it's just another thorn to our world problems and could very much be a big issue.
Well, obviously, I do believe America is under a very strong scrutiny right now about how she's behaving. Is there anything left for them to fear from us? I mean, it's embarrassing, to be quite honest with you. But that's what I think's happening. I mean, I'm sure China's waiting to see how we respond to different things and waiting to see how far they can push their limits.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to go to war, at least not nuclear war, not yet. But they're trying us out to see how much it'll take. And when we aren't in a position to actually do anything, we'll take a lot. You know, I'm just looking here at EU citizens are told to lower the heat. Well, if you can't afford to buy the gas or the propane or whatever, you're going to lower your heat automatically. You don't need to tell them to do it. They're going to do it anyway. But they won't be totally free from Russia and all their umbilical cord to Russia. They say in 2030, but they get imports 45% of its coal from Russia and 40% of its gas from Russia and 27% oil from Russia. The EU is dependent on Russia to heat their homes or run their businesses. Like we're dependent on China to make her medicine. How do you just cut the biblical cord and say, well, you know, I mean, okay, don't take your medicine. Just get sick. You know, just do without your medicine. That's the same thing some people turn your heat down. When my bill gets too high, I turn the heat down. I'm not stupid. I know how to do that. But that's not going to fix the problem, is it?
No.
These are things that are common sense things to me that people will be able to figure out on their own that this is not going to work. When Kremlin tells the United States to await response to economic war. This out of Reuters. The Kremlin accused the United States on Wednesday of declaring an economic war in Russia that was sowing mayhem through energy markets and put Washington on notice that was considering its response to a ban on Russian oil and energy. Russia's economy is facing the gravest crisis since the 1991 fall of the Soviet Union after the West imposed heavy sanctions on almost the entire Russian financial and corporate system following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov cast the West sanctions as a hostile act that had ruled global markets And he said it was unclear how far turbulence from global energy markets would go. You see the botulinia, the hostile botulinia which the West has sown, and that, of course, makes the situation very difficult and forces us to think seriously. We see that the situation on energy markets is developing rather turbulently, and we don't know how far that turbulence will go. He declined to outline the exact nature of Russia's response. President Vladimir Putin, Russia's paramount leader since 1999, will hold a meeting with the government on Thursday, that was yesterday, discussed minimizing the impact of sanctions, Kremlin said. The West's attempt to cut off Russia, one of the world's biggest exporters of oil, gas, and metals, has hit commodity markets and raised the specter of spiraling inflation across the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a special military operation is essential to ensure Russia's security after the United States enlarged the NATO military alliance to Russia's borders and supported pro-Western leaders in Kiev. Folks, that's what started the whole thing. We were pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they will strike back. I'm not saying it's going to be militarily, hopefully not. But they're going to strike back financially. And we're going to feel it. This isn't just going to roll off like water off a duck's back. We're going to feel this. We are feeling it. Already feeling it. And Melody, I do believe that we will see food riots in this country over the next few months if things don't somehow turn around. Because people in this country have been spoiled for so long, having so much to eat and so much plenty around us, they're going to have a hard time understanding why a 5-pound sack of flour costs $25, aren't they?
You would think it would have waked them up, but I don't know. It's scary.
It is scary.
I have had more and more of my customers tell me how. And, you know, before it was always, yeah, we expect the inflation. But we talk about inflation, but we always just, you know, so many people just thought, well, I'll pay a higher price. But I don't think the true idea of scarcity, of not actually having it available. And people have short memories. I mean, we experienced a little bit of it in, you know, 2020 when you couldn't buy chicken at the grocery store, but there was always something else. Well, what happens when there isn't something else? And then you have the obscene price that you have to pay for it. And, you know, you hear about the Biden administration coming out and wanting to tax for excess charges on various products and so forth. Well, I think on the oil industry, well, how do you determine what excess is? Who defines it? Oh, government. Okay, yeah. All right. They're good at defining things.
Yeah. You know, it amused me too. McDonald's and Burger King, and I forget the other companies are going to take the business out of Russia. We're going to show them. We're going to take our business out of there. We're going to show them. That, you know, they can't live without us. You know, I mean, we're going to show them. So Russia proposes nationalizing foreign-owned factories that shut operations. Hey, it's already set up. The equipment will be there. Just move in and take over. Gee, that's cheap. Dozen Western companies have fled Russia in recent days, abandoning inventory, property investments worth billions, and now sitting idle. Russia has a solution for how to deal with that. A senior member of Russia's ruling party has proposed nationalizing foreign-owned factories that shut down operations in the country over the Ukraine invasion. Toyota, Nike, and IKEA are among the companies that have announced shutdowns of stores and factories in Russia in order to put pressure on the Kremlin to stop its invasion of neighboring Ukraine. In a statement published on Monday evening on the United Russia website, the Secretary of Ruling Party's General Counsel Andriy Tershak said that shutting operation was a war against the citizens of Russia. The statement mentioned Finnish privately owned food companies Fazer, Valio, and Polog as the latest to announce closures in Russia. United Russia proposes nationalizing production plans of the companies that announced their exit and the closure of production in Russia during the special operation in Ukraine. This is an extreme measure, but we will not tolerate being stabbed in the back, and we will protect our people. This is a real war, not against Russia as a whole, but against our citizens, he said. We will take tough retaliatory measures acting in accordance with the laws of war. Okay, they pulled out. That's not going to hurt Russia. I think they won't starve without McDonald's I think they'll be okay. That won't be a big deal to them. But if they take over the factories, they could open up new businesses without putting a dime into it, if you follow what I'm saying.
I do.
You know, it makes perfect sense to me. That's just like you saying, well, I'm at you, I'm going to leave my home. I'll just move in and take it then. So, what did that hurt me you left? No. I got a free house. So, this is, folks, this is insanity. But Russia did drop the gold tax, you probably know this, to encourage savers to dump dollars. Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday signed a law that exempts individuals from value-added tax on the purchase of gold. The measure is meant to provide support to support Russian citizens looking to invest the rubles, which have been depreciating in value amid Western sanctions. Moscow has imposed restrictions on the purchase of some foreign currencies, including the U.S. dollar and the euro, a common way for Russians to protect their savings in the past. The document was published on the State Portal for Legal Information. Corresponding amendments have also been made to the Russian tax code. The new legislation is retroactive and applies to purchase made since March 1st. Previously, when buying physical gold, Russians had to pay 20% from the purchase in VAT tax. When selling the precious metals back to the bank, the VAT paid was not returned. So they dropped that. So they quit buying dollars to support their rubles. They buy gold. Move. I do believe.
You know what's interesting, Butch? We haven't, and maybe it is just because Russia shut everybody out, but, I mean, Russia hasn't done, unless I haven't seen them, any conferences, news conferences. They haven't.
No, they haven't.
I mean, it's kind of like the country doesn't even exist. Even Ukraine, except other than the president. And for the most part, and then, you know, what are the mainstream media? But I mean, as far as official, I mean, Putin hasn't released any statements other than just, you know.
Well,
does anybody find that odd, or is that just how wars?
Black hat on that.
Yeah. Is that odd in today's world?
It is very odd. With all the communication we have now, that's very odd. And would you like me to wrap up with a good news story?
Sure.
All right. Justice Smith almost messed up big time. He and his 5-year-old were coming back from the dentist when they saw a homeless man in the medium strip in the road. Smith said on Facebook that he wanted to give the man some money but didn't have any cash. His son, Justice Mateo, noticed the man as well, and then it happened. Uncoached, he insisted that I give the man the 30 cents he had in his pocket, wrote Smith. It also is if he heard my thoughts and responded out loud. I was more than happy that he wanted to do this with joy. It means he's been watching. But honestly, I was hesitant. I don't want to give this man, who clearly needed all the help he can get, just 30 cents. My own pride and thoughts of the homeless individual's unknown reaction to receiving just two coins was standing in the way. I quickly realized that I was the only problem in the situation, that the traffic light would turn green at any second. I then thought to myself, dude, get over it. This is what we've been teaching him, and now that he wants to give everything he has to offer in this moment, you're going to let your personal self-centeredness ruin a possibly lifelong great memory and solid teaching moment. Leading by example is what we've been teaching him, so now let him lead. Let him give what he can to this man. He continued on Facebook, I almost told my son, let's wait to give until we at least have a dollar. I almost told our son by my inaction that we had... what we had was enough. I almost showed him that what he sees is a good thing, and is in fact a good thing, isn't good enough to make a difference in someone's life. I almost taught him that pride was more important than helping another human. Thank God I quickly snapped out of that foolishness. He then rolled down the window and said, I'm sorry, man. I don't have any cash on me, but my son back here wants to give you everything he has on him. He just turned 5. And my God, the smile on that man's face, he said, lit up the intersection. And he said to Justice, God bless you, little man. Thank you so much. The only thing that matched the brightness of that stranger's smile after that moment, the biggest smile on my baby boy's face. Oh. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
He gave, it kind of reminds you of the widow's mite in the scripture, doesn't it? They gave all they had. Mm-hmm. Gave all they had. Folks, there's still good people out there, and thank goodness this man had enough knowledge and common sense to let his son give what he wanted to, because that's what the boy had to give. Wow. I thought that was beautiful. I had to share that with everybody.
I'm glad you did.
You know, this, we have to have a little ray of hope. This place is going insane. But everyone around you, folks, is not your enemy. They're not. A lot of people really would love to get to know you and talk to you if you just let them. And you show yourself friendly and you'll have a friend. We need each other now more than ever. You have family and friends who are working with you and close to you. You need them now more than you ever did, because things are going to get very rough in the future. Let's not forget the golden rule. I think that's a fair statement. Melody, I'm finished. You go ahead.
Well, you have another 40 seconds, so you can't quit.
40 seconds. Well, we can use up 40 seconds pretty easily. But, I mean, I like to end the week on a positive note in somebody's life that's been blessed and blessing others. That's what we're here for. Yeah, we have to survive. We have to be realists. But we don't have to be animals in the process. We can show each other love and concern and help when we can. And believe me, it's worth it. It's worth it. I ran out of time. I walked in the gym a couple days ago, and the lady hadn't been there for a long time. I used to talk to her once in a while. Walked up and gave me a big hug and said she missed me. They went on a trip. I mean, I just met her as a stranger a few months ago, and now she's a friend. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. And it's about time we're out of time. So we'll be back on Monday. Please stay safe out there this weekend. And until then, good night and God bless. And I think we turn our clocks forward this weekend, too. So don't forget that. Don't be late for work on Monday.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.